from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kurdish forces on the move in Iraq. Iraqi Kurdish forces say they've retaken five villages east of the Islamic State-held city of Mosul. One of the Kurdish military leaders described the operation outside of Mosul as ongoing. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal told VOA the push by the Kurdish fighters was expected and that these current attacks might be probe attacks, with a major push to come next month in October.
Most important thing to remember is what are the political forces or political events which are going to go along with this military action in order to get to control Mosul and to kick out the ISIS?
Now, Mosul is where Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi declared a caliphate in 2014, covering Iraq and Syria, along with other parts of the region in the Middle East. Local officials and foreign military commanders in Afghanistan have played down concerns Islamic State is expanding activities beyond its traditional strongholds in the east. They insist the recent killing of the local leader of IS in an American drone strike and gains by Afghan forces against the Syrian-based terrorist group have cornered the militants in parts of eastern Nangarhar and Kunar provinces, which border Pakistan. The nearly 2,600-kilometer porous border between Afghanistan and Pakistan is blamed for militant and other illegal movements on both sides. A U.S.-backed coalition of Syrian fighters, fresh from driving Islamic State extremists from the key northern city of Manbij, says it will now target another IS-held town, Al-Bab, near the Turkish border. By capturing Al-Bab, the Syrian Democratic Forces would tighten their grip on the area along the border. This is VOA News. Nigeria's government says it is reaching out to Boko Haram after a new video surfaced showing as many as 50 of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014. Chika Odowa is in Abuja for VOA.
The new video posted on YouTube early Sunday shows a masked man wearing military camouflage. He is standing in front of about 50 young women wearing hijabs. I want to inform the Nigerian government to release the people that they are holding in Abuja, Lagos, and Maiduguri. Nigerian presidential spokesman Femi Adesina confirmed to VOA Sunday the government has seen the video and has reached out to Boko Haram, but is being cautious. Chika Odua, Abuja.
The militant group says several girls have died and they are demanding a prisoner swap for the rest. It is a demand that Boko Haram has made before. The Council on American Islamic Relations is offering a $10,000 reward to help solve the killings of a Muslim cleric and an associate in New York. The incident took place outside the Imam's Mosque. The shooter has not been captured and a motive for the shooting is not known. Debbie Almantasser is board president of the Muslim Community Network.
I am deeply saddened to say that a lot of what's behind this crime and other hate crimes that have happened to American Muslims is the anti-Muslim rhetoric that continues day in and day out within the media. And at the hands of presidential candidates who are basically using anti-Muslim rhetoric for their own political gains.
Members of the Bangladeshi community who attend the mosque where the shooting happened say they want it treated as a hate crime. Hundreds of South Korean protesters chant, "No THAAD," to prevent the building of the THAAD U.S.-built missile defense system in their town. South Korean President Park Geun-hye defended her decision to deploy the system in her annual speech to mark the 71st anniversary of liberation of the Korean Peninsula at the end of World War II. President Park said South Korea will not give in to outside pressure on issues of national security. Japan's economy barely grew in the April-June quarter as weaker exports took their toll on the faltering economy. Moving to salvage his Abenomic strategy for fighting economic stagnation, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe recently proposed $267 billion in spending initiatives meant to get consumers and businesses to spend more and support Japan's economic recovery. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.